Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, welcome. Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. This is new. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, spiritual mentor, and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power, and especially during these times. So welcome. This is new, and we are flowing right in it. I can sip a lake of you, your shores and your pebbles, the rustling of your waves and your light that flickers on little waves that embrace my shores with warmth absorbed in the sand in me. I can drink a river of you. I'll sail into the horizon of your soul. I'll dive into the depths of your heart, enveloping a coral, opening up your colors, and my fins take me away into your depths. And there, in your depths, you revealed yourself to me, mother of pearls, covered with remains. And with the caressing of water, the remains will fall off with love. And you'll show your beauty to the world, and your light will soar above, fly and land on the shore. Feet soaked with light on a silenced shore, I can gulp an ocean of you and fall asleep on the sand by your side. אני מקבל על עצמי, הרי אני מקבל את עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept for myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your friend, your neighbor, your partner, your gardener, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And we start first with ourselves. And this is where this program, this place, or the platform to be here is to give tools, to bring inspirational stories, to bring examples of how are we with ourselves? How are we presenting ourselves? How do we see ourselves? How do we present ourselves to others? And what do we identify with in this process? How are we getting what we want without identifying sometimes? And what tools can we find through the stories of others, through the encouragement stories of others, in communication and coming together? And this time of the isolation that is quote unquote being forced on us really is bringing us an opportunity to see what really matters, what is really important. And we have here today a wonderful guest. I'm really happy to finally we get her online. It's been very busy also with this quarantine time, but we have to find ways to be creative and find our niche. So I have here an international singer. She was born in Israel. I know her here in LA. Hodaya, Ben, Hodaya, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi. Hello, Ilan. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we tried to get together when we were still going to the station, but that didn't work out. And we're doing it here, you know, and it's so appropriate. You know, I don't know. It fits. It fits not because of the corona, but just because of the situation. You know, we're creating something new. So Hodaya is an international singer. She's born in Israel, but I'm going to ask her to share about herself a little bit. And looked over all your resume and really the things that you've done. You've done quite a bit, and you were in an Israeli singing group, right? So let's start from the beginning. Hodea, tell you're from Israel. Tell us about yourself and about your work here or everywhere.
Okay, so I'm from Israel originally, and since I was a little child, I started to sing when I was 12 years old. I was a part of a rock band, and we started to perform all over Israel, and I've been on the national TV, and since I was around like 14 years old, I started to compete in international competition, national competition, and I found out that this is my passion, this is what I like to do, and people really liked me back then. You know, I was very shy. And then
people also like you back now, you know?
What do you say?
People like you now too. It's not just back then.
I appreciate it. But you know, as a child, when like adult believe in you and like my music teacher believed in me so much, he told me you're going to be a famous singer. And I was like, okay, I was like 14 years old. And then I started to work with more musicians and I had my own band. I started to go to audition. And I think that, you know, the music choose me. You know, I didn't choose it. I was born like that, you know, as a singer, as like I got a talent from God. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, things moved forward. I joined to the army. I was a singer in the army. After the army, I moved to Eilat.
It was a big, Eilat is a big tourist and performance, was at least at that time.
Yeah. So I was performing every day. I was performing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday night, every day. And I was a part of a musical group and mm-hmm. we were performing every day. I think that at that point, I was 20 years old. I understood that this is what I would like to do. This is like the main thing that I'm willing to do. And, you know, every time I'm going on stage, I feel alive. I feel that like people, I have the connection with people. And that was the point that I understood that my career going to the right way.
Going to be in music in this. Yeah. So, but you know, you have sometimes, you know, you have plans and you have, the desires to do things, and people may feel called to do certain things at a certain point of time. And then there are challenges, right? So the question is, how do we deal with the challenges? So you, as a woman growing up in Israel at that time, was still a very patriarchal, you know, kind of approach. So were there any, as a woman, were there any obstacles that you felt that you had to face, or did you find it the other way around?
So, you know, as a woman in this business, but I think that like after I moved from Eilat, I moved to America and then I started to do all the competition. We're going to talk about it in Europe and Russia.
Yeah.
Thing like was getting serious. I was dealing with some uncomfortable situation, but you have to be very strong, you know, in the music scene, you have to be very strong. You have to say no, if you don't want to do something, if you don't want to sing something, if you don't want to wear something, but I had enough power to say no for some situation. And if like God was facing me with something hard, I knew how to deal with that.
So you felt that you were equipped inside with how to deal with the outside obstacles that are trying to take you away from who you are.
That's correct. And you know, as a musician, as a singer, not all the time I was winning the first place. Some competition I got fourth place, fifth place, some competition I won. And in some audition, I received like my act and I was a singer and they choose me. And in some situation, they didn't choose me. They didn't want me as their singer. So as a singer, you have to deal sometimes that you're making and sometimes you're not making. So, you know, it's ups and down and you have to be very strong. If someone is telling you no, you know, some singers just given up. Some of my students was telling me like they didn't have been accepted to some competition or some TV show. And they was like, okay, I don't want to be a singer anymore. So no, you have to continue. You have to move forward. You have to push yourself and you have to be very, very strong. So I got this from God. So
of course. So how was your family in all this? I mean, was your family very supportive? Is your family musical by nature or is it?
My brother is a musician too. My grandfather was singing. My mother liked to sing.
So it was a supportive environment, at least for you to get where you want to get.
Yes. They supported me for the whole time. My father pushed me all the time, you know, to be a professional singer. I've been studying Musician Institute in Hollywood. I graduated with an Associate of Art degree. So, you know, I push it to the next level. And my parents supported me to move to America, to go and fulfill my dream.
They encouraged you to do that.
Yeah. That, you know, okay. I don't think that I will do that without them. Like back then, well, that was super hard. I was like 23 years old, but they support.
They do. Well, that's well. You know, it's quite an impressive because you've been to the Eurovision, right? Or was it Eurovision?
That wasn't the Eurovision. That was a type of Eurovision competition in Lithuania. That was international competition in June last year. Uh-huh. I won the first place.
Which song was it?
That was Mercy. I love you.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the thing with covers. If you want to do something cover, you can play, but I cannot. We won't play a covers song online, but I will play one song. Did you send me a song that you won with? It was the Jerusalem song, right?
Yeah, that's a song that I recorded a few years ago.
Is that your song?
Yeah, this is my song together with Dimitri. Dimitri is an amazing writer. And basically, this song has been chosen to perform in Poland. We represented Israel in Poland in international competition. And in Russia, people really like that song. It's a song about Jerusalem. Yeah.
It has some Russianievsky, if you will.
Yeah, I know.
It has this flavor there, you know.
Yeah.
You can tell where
Russia, like traveling around, people like recognize me, and I was like, oh wow, okay. So they knew that I'm the singer from Jerusalem Song. And in Poland, we got a lot of support. They were so happy. I represented Israel, and that was a great time with that song. I think it was good.
Well, let's start with this song. I'm going to put it on. And then I know you're sitting to the piano, but we're going to first listen to this.
Sure.
And let's see how I'm doing this. Okay, I'm going to do this like this. Okay, it's going to share this, and we're going to share this. There you go.
משפשפינות, בתים יפים, וגם עיר עתיקה. צגות גבוהות, נופים יפים, ומקומות קדושים. גם כותל גם, כיפת זהב, וגם הזיתים. ירושלים, יפת מכולם, ירושלים. בירת כל העולם, ירושלים. It's our home, it's our joy. We'll sing for peace and love. Together, we'll go power to change the world tonight. Bring the best for Jerusalem. Bring the best for life. These changes are coming. It's time to sing with us. Jerusalem. Jerusalem, that will be my heart, Jerusalem, bring the
Well, thank you. Wow, that was lovely. It was... There you go. No, what is that?
Oh, it was a competition in Russia.
Oh, that's the competition in Russia. No. But we want to... Okay. Love and stuff. There we go. There we go. We're getting used to this whole thing of how we are connecting. So, where were you born in Israel?
What did you say?
Where were you born in Israel?
I was born in Natzarat Elit.
Oh, wow. So that was... So tell me. So now you are here in L.A. Well, you got here in 94, was it? Or when did you get to L.A.?
To L.A.?
L.A.
2013.
2014, so you got here. So, okay, you did all these things in Israel. You performed and everything. Was it your dream to come here and to get the American dream and conquer and be out there and express your gifts? Or why did you come here?
So basically, I think that since I was a little child, I really liked to sing in English. And I think that here we have a lot of opportunities. I sing in Spanish, English, Italiano, like many languages.
Not phonetically, but you understand the languages.
I understand. I speak Spanish, English, and Hebrew. So after I've been in Eilat, I was performing there. And then one of my friends, who was a guitar player, he told me, listen, I'm moving to Hollywood. I'm moving to Los Angeles. I'm like going to fill out some form in order to be accepted to some schools there. You should do it. Then I did it. It took me 6 months to be accepted. And I remember that day I was working in some office back then when I was like around 20. Yeah. And I received a letter, you've been accepted. So you should come like in a few months, you should come and arrive to America. And, you know, back then I couldn't say no, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was the first time that I understood, okay, someone very big believes in me. You know, I did many things in Israel, but then like when you're been accepted to school in the United States, in America, and then I remember my father, he was very sad too, but he told me, Hodaya, because I told him, do you want me to move to LA? And he told me, listen, if you're not going to fulfill your dream, I will not forgive myself. So go after your dreams. We'll always be here to support you. And I did that. And
did
I
moved.
That's crazy. I moved with my drummer. He's still here. I'm so proud of him. His name is
Guy. We're going to meet him in a few. Do you think that your dad's, dad wanting you to fulfill your dreams so bad, was that because of lack of his, or did he fulfill his dreams, or how did that?
I think that you see your children like very successful when they are so happy. Mm-hmm. They are happy, you know? And I think they saw that I'm so happy to be on stage. I'm so happy to perform. And I really wanted to be a professional. I'm a professional singer. So, you know, you have to do something. You have to go to a college. I think that it's very important to get education. And then I moved to America. I was a little girl in the big city.
Yeah.
God sent me such an amazing people that helped me. And like,
When you came here, were you kind of intimidated? Were you, the adrenaline ran so fast that you didn't even think about that? How did that feel?
Beginning was so hard. The beginning was so hard to get used to the new system, to the, oh my God, to the people, to how to talk, you know, it's different than Israel.
you can say that again.
you know, and then when I moved to Los Angeles, at the beginning, the IAC, I'm working today with the IAC,
like the Israeli American Council.
American Council, they invited me to perform, to do opening acts for Corinne Alal, for that was, I think, Nine, Karel Skat.
So yeah.
Time to perform there, and the Jewish community, they love me so much, and they supported me like, come perform for us. And then I started to work with the Spanish band. And I met an amazing people in school from all over the world, from Malta, from Lebanon, from Saudi, like everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this is...
But it wasn't easy, so...
Well, we're happy to have you here in L.A. I mean, I see Hodaya. I start taking voice classes with Hodaya. And we've been on and off getting together, but also through the community, we know one another. And it's really a blessing to have you because, you know, this community and this Israeli community here, it's many of the Israelis, almost everybody is really supportive of the other person's endeavors, right? Especially now where we are, I mean, look at this. You know, I remember it's still kind of an adjustment, but I think now people start to be more fluid with how it is, although it's difficult. Okay, we're trying to figure this thing out. We're doing more videos. We are, like in the beginning, there was some issue. There was a little scare thing. How are we going to manage now without class, without doing work, without classes? And then we kind of manage. We find that. We find this way. We find online ways to do and to connect. And that brings us a new meaning for connections, new meaning between people, you know, especially now that we are in. How is this affecting you? Is it affecting you? Well, it is affecting everybody.
My routine every day here in LA, when I moved back to LA 5 months ago. I've been performing in Europe for 2 years. We're going to talk about it soon. So when I moved back, I started working in some schools. I'm a music teacher too. So basically I was working in the morning with children and then I was performing during the night. Everything has been changed. So I'm still teaching through Zoom with this system, with Zoom. I'm working almost every day with children from all over the world, with adults. I have many singers that I'm like helping out. I have my groups with the Israel American Council. We're meeting once a week.
So are you meeting now during the Zoom for that group?
Yeah.
Are you Zooming? Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And with my partner, my music partner, Israel Levy, we're doing live shows. We have a show tomorrow in Lockdown Live.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 10 p.m. We have a live show.
So tomorrow at 10 p.m. LA time.
LA time. It's going to be 9. 8 Israel time.
It'll be 8 p.m. Israel time. Good. So we will we'll post
Israel
that.
Time, 10 p.m. LA time.
10 p.m. LA time.
So I think that, like, oh my God, last week I was getting ready for the show. I was so excited to go to the show. We were taking care of ourselves, you know, wearing masks and everything. But to do that and to perform, and we had like 10,000 views, something like that. That was amazing. And people told me, Hodaya, thank you for 2 hours. I was standing in front of the TV, in front of the Facebook, and I was so happy. I forgot about the situation, about the quarantine. And, you know, that's something that we're living for. Those like little moments.
Those moments. Yeah, that's wonderful. And yes, so we are creating some new things. We are creating new things.
Yeah.
So we have Israel. Israel Levy is your musical partner. And you're going to play something for us? Well, let's say hello first to Israel.
Sure.
Let's bring Israel.
Israel, Israel, Israel.
Israel is supposed to go to international competition this year. This year, he was supposed to go to an international competition. He will go next year to Russia. That will.
Okay, well, wonderful. Today we're going to do international performance here.
Yeah.
Actually,
Israel. So this is...
You have space for me?
So this is Israel Levy? Israel Levy, nachon?
Israel Levi.
Levi, Israel Levi.
Yeah. Yeah, my company is Levi's, you know.
Levi's, yeah.
How are you?
Okay. I'm wonderful, thank God. How are you feeling?
Thank you.
Wonderful. So we have Israel and we have Hodaya and they're going to joy us our time. Yeah. So whatever. Israel, how long are you here, by the way, since I have you, since we are on online? How long have you been in the States?
5 years. Yeah. Wow. 5 years. I'm in LA. Yeah.
Were you also?
I'm not coming for work. I'm coming for live.
For live.
What?
He came for live.
Oh,
for
love.
For love.
Yeah.
That's a really
exciting
good
and new. And come I aboard.
We'll have like 2 years. And
yeah.
And I stay here because my client love me, my client. And
so
I
what
think
do you do? What do you do? Do you sing? Aside from singing, what
I
do you
sing.
Do?
I have production. Yeah.
Oh wow! Staying production. Cool.
Yeah. He has a production company. And he's doing a lot of events.
Events, a lot of events from Israel. The comedy show.
He brought some singers from Israel too. He brought Ronnie. He brought comedy shows. He's doing everything.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. Nothing is coincidental. Nothing is coincidental. Everything is has a purpose. Yeah. You know, we can make the meaning only after we do the journey. When we go That's through right. the things, we look back and say, "Oh,
we connected with ourselves." Yeah.
So, what are you going to bless us with?
Oh, so we're going to sing Shemesh. This is a beautiful song.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Do you want to play?
Let me try something with you guys.
Yeah. What do you want?
Why don't you take the phone and flip it to the side?
Okay, no problem.
Let me see how it looks like. So flip it to the side.
Oh,
there
much
you go.
You want some here?
Wunderbar. Now I can see you all.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to use our system.
Okay.
I hope our neighbor will be fine with that. We're singing all day.
It's okay. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Let's go. No, slowly, no, like.
להלמיך את המוזיקה שם.
השנים שאני לא דומת, השנים שבלי סיבה, אני מוצא את עצמי מתגעגעת, מחפשת לי תשובה, ותראה אותי, תיתן לי יד, היא אחת שמוכנה להשתנות. בוא תאיר לי את ימיי, אור יפה גנוס כמעט מיליון דורות. ואז אני אהיה כמו שמש לעולם, אהיה כמו ציפור נודדת חופשייה. אתה תהיה לי מלך בעולם, מודה אני לך על דרך שנשבעת לי. ועכשיו שיש קצת אור בחדר, ועכשיו שיש אותך, אני פתאום בוכה ומתפללת, מפחדת שתשכח. תראה אותי, תיתן לי יד, אני אחת שמוכנה להשתנות. תאיר לי את ימי, באור יפה גנוז כמעט מיליון דולר. אז אני אהיה כמו שמש לעולם, כמו ציפור נודדת. אתה תהיה לי מלך לעולם, עוד אני חדש שנשבעת לי. בזמן אני לא ממהר, נשארת לעמוד, ואנגן כאן על מפתן הדרך, יצא אחר כבוד, וכך אותי תיתן לי יד, אני אחת שמוכנה להשתנות. תבוא תאיר לי את ימיי, באור יפה גנוז כמעט מיליון דולר, ואז אני אהיה כמו שמש לעולם, Hey, yeah, Thank you. That Ben.
Thank you.
Thank Israel. You, Israel Levy. Wow. Ben. Wow, that's beautiful, and I could hear you despite the fact that we have microphones and delay of network and so forth. But it's beautiful. Odaya, I love your voice from the first time I heard it, so I'm biased already. You know?
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you, Israel. Thank you for bringing from your gifts and together. Now, your connection is kind of, you have a very good connection. You know, also if you don't say it, you can see, right? You can see.
Everybody say that. I know Israel for almost 5 years. And even when I moved back to Israel, I've been in Europe, we've been in a connection. And, you know, when I moved back here, from the first time, we started singing together. And I think that Israel and I were very emotional. Israel, like, when you sing, you feel the emotion. With a lot of, like, wow, you have the passion in your heart. You sing from your heart. Yes. So, yeah, when we're on stage, it's like fire.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward for where we are going to find you in the stage. Yeah.
More of the big show tomorrow, like 2 hours.
Yeah, so tomorrow is going to be an online show.
Yes.
We're going to have tomorrow an online show at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 8 a.m. Israel time.
Live show. With
Locked in live.
And you're going to post, where is it going to post? On your page, on your Facebook page?
That's
going to
be on our page too and on their own page. There are like...
You have a page together as a couple, as a page, as a music couple?
Yeah. We're going to work on a new page soon. But okay. I have my own, yes, it's on. And then they are promoting it on their own website, Last in Line.
Yeah.
You know, the Hodaya in Hebrew, to those who don't know, means being in the act of gratitude. It's not being grateful, but it's the act of gratitude. And I think, this is the first point. I mean, it's really interesting that you have that as a name, because the name also, the Hebrew letters, each Hebrew letter is a divine channel, is a channel of a divine energy. So, hey is very feminine, and is the center of a kind of a very pivotal letter in the Hebrew alphabet, because the letter hey, which is feminine, also is where life, we come into life and we live life. So it is a very, there's a lot of things in names, but we won't go into that. But this is being in the act of gratitude. And when we are in the act of gratitude, everything is possible, because we are coming from that place of humility and gratefulness for what we have and every step that we're going. And so first, thank you for that song. So you are here, Israel, you are here working with artists and bringing artists here. And tomorrow you're going to perform with Hodaya. You two are going to perform with Hodaya tomorrow at 10 p.m. And yeah, I'm going to put the link. We'll put the link in so we can join in. It's really fun. Now we are finding new ways to create and to create content. Because now it is content.
That's correct.
And so that's wonderful. What else are you going to sing? Do you have anything else you're going to sing?
I'm going to do Dance Monkey. So I started to work with an amazing trio with a violin player. And Chell, and they play amazing. And we started working on a new event band. Been for events. So we're going to do songs combining with violin, with cello, and we just posted it on YouTube. So I'm going to send it for you now.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. All right.
And I'm going to play that on the piano. I'm going to play this one. Or do you want to do the system?
No. Play piano. You're near the piano. Might as well.
That's okay, the piano. Perfect. I'm going to play the piano. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So many people know that song, so just join me. Let's see if you see the piano.
Let's make sure that just a quick test to make sure that the piano is not too strong and not overpowering your voice.
Okay, I'm gonna take this like that. Sorry about that.
I'll go.
Do you hear well?
No, I hear well. I will take the piano a little bit down so it doesn't overpower you.
Okay.
There we go.
They say, oh my God, I see. see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me there when I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Ooh, I see you, see you, see you every time. You know my eye, I like your sound. Ooh, you make me wanna cry. And I beg to see you dance just one more time. I see you dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, whoa. I've never seen anybody do that thing to you before. They say, good for you, good for you, good for me, yeah. When you're done, I'll make you do it all again. They say, oh my God, I see you walking by. Take your hand, my dear, look me in my eyes. Like a monkey, I've been dancing my whole life. And you just beg to see the dance one more time. Ooh, I see you, see you, see you every time. I like your style. Ooh, you make me wanna cry. And I beg to see the dance one more time. I say, dance for me, one and all. Never seen anybody do that thing you do before. Move for me, yeah. When you're done, I'll make you do it all again. They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my
dear.
Take my hand.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That was great.
Thank you so much.
That's great. It's funky because the way that we're doing it, I mean, it's going just to get better because the mics and the mics picking up put instruments stronger. And it's working on it. It's... But wonderful. Thank you for this is wonderful. This is great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we don't need to do the system. Everything that you want to play, just play there. It's thank great.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. So, did you start first singing your songs or just covers or covers? Were you writing from the beginning?
Oh, so basically when I was like a teenager, when I was 18, uh-huh. I was writing songs. But then when I like... turned to 20 years old, I started to perform, to be a professional singer, to do events, to do some competition. And I think that was at some point in this year, last year, when I represented Israel in Lithuania. That was a big TV show. And I won the first place. And then, you know, I met many singers from all over the world. And they told me that they are recording some albums and stuff like that. And then I understood that I have to do something that it's my own. So right now I'm working on an album. I have an amazing manager. His name is Ron Jones. He is, oh my God.
Ron who?
Ron Jones. He's my manager.
Jones?
Ron Jones, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he's helping me with my career now. I'm working on a new album. We're going to do a mini album, 3 songs. I'm working with Gemini. Gemini works with Justin Bieber. He's a very big producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just recording my first song. And
wonderful.
We're going to promote it soon. That's supposed to happen like a month ago, but because of all the situation, we're like waiting a little bit. But hopefully we'll do that soon. And it's a beautiful song that I wrote.
Wonderful. So you cannot share it with us today?
I cannot share it yet.
Oh, okay.
Not allow me to do that. But soon you're going to hear that. And you know, that's very interesting. When you show me Jerusalem, that was many years ago. Now I'm working on more EDM songs. Like more like fun songs when you like upbeat. And I think that my voice now is more like powerful and I'm like, I'm getting older. And I feel that like every year that passed by, I am more emotional with my singing. And I think that this is the time, this is the year for me to release my album. So God willing, it's going to happen soon.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. You know, this program is called Abracadabra. You know what Abracadabra means, right?
Yeah, Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
Well, did you know that it comes from Aramaic, actually? Aramaic, and it says, Evracadabra. I create as I speak. So really, this is part of this whole, this is where the word is coming from. Many people think it's just magic, you know, but this is where it's coming from. And it's really what we're creating, what we're speaking, and what do we believe in when we are conveying this, or when we're saying this, or when we're stating what we want to achieve, or what we're asking of the world. And with your name, if you're constantly in gratitude, then you get everything. Because when you're in gratitude, you get.
Thank you so much. And I think that you need to imagine, you know, since I was a little child, I was thinking about myself in a big stage in front of many people. And that's what happened. I moved to Israel for 2 years and I started to perform in international competition. I've been in Kazakhstan, Lithuania, St. Petersburg, Russia. Poland, Russia. Oh, many times in Russia. So, and I met an amazing producer. Her name is Beata. And she brought me to all those competition. But that was the first time that I've been on such a big stage. And since I was a little child, when I was like 12 years old, I was like practicing in front of the mirror and saying, good evening, hello. Like, you know. And
yeah, for sure.
About it. Like, there is a book that I read that when I was younger, Asod, The Secret. So if you think about something and you imagine yourself in front of like many people on a big stage, and that happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm very hopeful. Yeah. And I believe
this is wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. This is the power of our imagination, how you can imagine. This is a wonderful tool, actually, that I'm using with people and with clients, is to start imagining. It's hard sometimes to imagine, oh, it didn't happen and it's not going to happen because this and this and this. But imagining is the first step. And imagining is like is a muscle that is not being worked very often. And so imagining is really the first step. And I encourage you and wish for you to continue and to bring us more light here to the community. We're doing, you know, the thing is here with the Israeli community, everybody is being creative, everybody's coming out. And not just with the Israeli community, but we're talking about the community that we are in now. And I see other people that are just being creative and coming and performing and doing the radio and you're singing in front of, it's just a whole new way. We're in the midst of an evolution, you know. It's really evolution. This things are not going to be the same afterwards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you find that? Do you are you getting used to it, to what is happening, to being at home? Are you staying at home? Are you?
So yeah, I'm staying home. It's really hard for me. I like to go all day. I'm not going.
Yeah,
to,
I know.
You know, I'm going from here to there. I like that my schedule is so tight that I'm going from here to there. Wow, it was hard at the beginning. I was so sad. I was crying a lot. I can tell that I was crying a lot. But thank God that he sent me good friends, and I have family here. I have friends here that they are like my family. My family support me too. From Israel, we're talking all the time. You know, it's a new situation. And we need to hug this situation. We need to understand this is something that happened from God. I'm really believing God and, you know, keeping the commandments and everything. So I think that we need to love the situation, to understand this is a situation that came right now. So I'm doing stuff that I didn't have time to do. I'm playing the piano a lot. I'm working on my online program. I'm working on my project with Israel. You know, we're building our show. And this is a time to do something for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is wonderful. This is really a new time.
You know, I've been running all my life. I've been running. And now we're stuck. You know, you need to stop. Think, okay, this is what I want to do. This, am I doing right? Am I doing wrong? So, yeah.
Yeah, it is really all how we look at it. And of course, there are people that are in the midst of it and their journey in life dictated for them to be in that space. My uncle in Paris passed away last week from the virus.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. No, for that, but it is the point of we are in this situation. Everybody has a different experience. And yet I do believe, just like you said, everything has a reason, you know, and everything is here is for a reason. I'll give you an example. One thing I want to talk about in regards to that is if you paid attention to any of the satellite images of the pollution in the world, you know, how it decreased. Italy, China, it's clear. I mean, the whole Earth, you know, I don't remember when was the last time that in the valley here in LA, you could see clear skies and see the stars, you know, in the evening. It's very, you know, rare and we're getting to see that. So things are shifting and everybody's experiencing different things. This is not really to belittle what anybody is experiencing. Everybody has their own experiences. And so being here in this place, recognizing that there is an opportunity, what is the opportunity to recognize that something is happening? First of all, there is a shift. There is a shift. Something is happening. How are we dealing with the shifts? How are we responding? How are we reacting? And what are we going to make from that? What is the opportunity here for us? And we're discovering different opportunities. You're discovering yours with Israel and others. And it is beautiful. Tell me, Hodaya, what is where people can find you? We're going to put the post of tomorrow's show online. You'll send me the post and we'll put it there. And what's your website? Let's hear how people can find you, how people can reach out aside from this post.
I have my website, www.hodayasinger.com. And they can find me on Instagram, Hodaya Singer. Or
Hodaya.
Hodaya. Yes. They can contact my manager, Ron Jones, too. And Israel Levy. What is your Israel singer, Levy?
Yeah. Singer Israel Levi.
Yes.
And
not Levi, it's Levi.
L-E-V-I, no Y. I.
No Y. It's, you know, all the time when I'm having really a... I'm all the time having fun time in the radio, and when I have fun guests, it's really harder to let go. So, give me we're really out of time. So, if you have something else that you want to sing on the piano, I'll be happy to, you know, finish with that, and then we can go out with that. And something is short and say your last words before for everybody to be inspired by what you bring and what you say, so what you sing.
So first I want to say I'm so thankful that I met you, so thank you so much for having us.
I'm thankful to you too. Thank you
for everything. Always believe in your dreams, never give up. And if you're willing to take some voice lessons, you can contact me and I will be more than happy to help.
Absolutely.
I'm willing when the situation will get better to perform for everyone. And yeah, and I think that I'm going to sing the song that represented us in Eurovision.
Okay, cool.
Tam, let me see. Okay, just a minute.
Ooh.
I'm going to play it. Okay, I think that we're going to use the system for that.
Okay. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Here. So just a minute. Can you see me? Okay. Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care what your modern time creature. What cowboys too much noise, I will teach you. Rum, pum, pow, rum, pum, pow. Hey, I think you forgot that the play. My teddy bear's running away. That Bobby got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My someone's leave me alone. I'm taking my picture home. You're stupid just like you're smart. Wonder Woman, don't you ever forget. You're divine, it is about to repent. It's a bakumba, bakumba. I'm not your bakumba tomorrow.
Okay, let's go.
I'm not your toy. You stupid boy. I'll take you down, down, make you. you watch me. This is when my ghost on the motorbike be. That's your day.
Not your joy. Super boy. Okay, are you ready then?
Nice. Hey. Thank you. Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. It's been wonderful to experience Odaya. Yeah. Now you're funny, really. Come on. You're sitting there already. help us miss the hugs, right? Yeah, there you go. Thank you so much for both of you being here, Hodaya, Israel. Thank you for sharing with your gifts during this time, just to have, just any time, just to share your gifts. So thank you for being here. Make magic. Be safe. Don't go out, people. Don't go out. Don't go out.
The mask and everything. Thank you so much for having
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Happy Passover to everyone. Chag Sameach.
Sameach lekulam.
We are definitely before Passover. Chag Sameach. Litrot. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Not your time, you stupid boy.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak with Ilan Azulay. Only on LA Talk Radio.